instruction, which says, let me tell you about the answers that I have found. For you see, the perfect church, what is a perfect church? And I'm going to tell you today, and you will know it for the rest of your life until you forget, like most of you forget other my sermons. But anyway, a perfect church is a church that needs you. It's not a church where you get everything that you want. It's a church where you have the ability to have your life be beneficial to the health and well-being and growth of other human beings. That you can give a word, that you can offer a teaching, that you can offer encouragement, that you can sit with somebody in the midst of their needs, that you can be passionate with others about the message of Jesus, because that's what the early church did. They gathered together to hear the apostles' doctrine. They were thirsty to hear all this about Jesus because in their time, God was acting. God was acting. And you know what, folks? I don't care what the negative publicity in our world is now. God is acting today. He just doesn't choose to have publicity. He does it anonymously. He does it privately. God's greatest works are done in secret. As one person at a time feels the tug of the Holy Spirit and chooses to become something more than what they were yesterday. Well, I'm going to tell you, folks, I love you. But I also want to tell you, not only does God love you, but He is speaking. May we have the heart and ears to hear what the Spirit will say to the church. Is my time up? Let's eat. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, in your mercy, come to us this day. May we rediscover the spirit of wonder that makes us different, that makes us more accepting, that makes us better neighbors, that makes us more redemptive, that makes us better followers of Jesus. Lead us now to make those decisions which will make an eternal difference in your kingdom. For it is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.